He has covered the NFL since 1999, and he is in his 11th season covering the Broncos. He writes and analyzes for DenverBroncos.com and contributes to 850 KOA Radio. He has written for The Sporting News, CBSSports.com, and The New York Times, and recently wrote a book titled Tales from the Broncos Sidelines. He has a replica Ring of Fame in his living room. His name is Andrew Mason, and it is time to face the mace.
Hi, I'm Brad Post, and welcome to Face the Mace, the Broncos trivia game that's sweeping the country. Broncos country. So we've invited self-proclaimed Broncos trivia nuts to face off against Broncos independent analyst Andrew Mason, the Mace, in a trivia game. Now, Andrew is the encyclopedia of all Broncos knowledge, so these are tough questions, and these contestants are going to have a hard time beating him. But the only way to find out is to get our contestant up here. How are you? What's your name?
Dan.
All right, Dan. And how long have you been a Broncos fan?
I guess since I was like 9,
okay.
So 17 years.
Very nice. Okay, so as far as Broncos trivia goes, are you pretty confident?
Normally, yes, but I've seen the last couple episodes, so I'm a little nervous.
All right. Now, how this works is I'm going to ask you 10 Broncos questions. I will ask the same 10 Broncos questions to Mace, but don't worry, he can't hear us. He's in the isolation booth listening to NFL Films theme music every time he says that. So, anyways, are you ready to do this?
I am ready to face the mace.
All right, let's go. It's time to face the mace. On what yard line did the Denver Broncos start the drive on January 11th, 1987 at Cleveland?
7-yard line?
The 2-yard line. What Broncos player holds the team record for the most touchdowns scored in a game?
Isn't it recently tied with Julius Thomas with 3?
No, Clinton Portis with 5. What is the nickname of Denver Broncos Ring of Famer Rich Jackson?
What is his nickname? No idea. The Beast.
Tombstone. This current member of the Denver Broncos coaching staff served as an interim head coach in 2010.
An interim head coach in 2010. That's going to be Eric Studsville, the running back coach.
Correct. What team did offensive coordinator Adam Gase worked for just before coming to the Denver Broncos in 2009?
I was going to say a quarterback's coach for the Texans.
Niners. He is currently the long snapper for the Denver Broncos.
I don't know. It's
Aaron Brewer.
Yeah.
This running back was the Broncos' number one selection in the 1985 draft out of Oklahoma.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Steve Sewell. Other than Knowshon Moreno, who was the only other Denver Broncos first-round pick taken from the University of Georgia?
I'm going to have to say I'm sorry.
George Foster. Name the three amigos.
The three amigos, Anderson, Jackson, and Johnson?
Nope. What is the nickname Terrence Knighton is best known for?
Pot roast.
Pot roast. And there it goes. He got 2. Okay, 2's not so good, but it was a tough stack. How do you think Mason's going to do?
Better is the answer.
You're probably right. And so is that count as 3? He got 3 answers right. No, it's going to be 2. Well, we appreciate you coming out. Don't forget your parting gift at the door.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you have a good one.
All right. Okay, I'm pretty sure Mace can beat 2, but the only way to find out is to bring him out. Okay, so as you know, 10 questions. We've already asked him. How you feeling?
Feeling pretty good.
All right. And got to ask, more NFL Films music?
No, It's Raining Men by the Weather Girls.
Well, as soon as you think you know somebody. Okay, so we got another tough stack. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. On what yard line did the Denver Broncos start the drive on January 11th, 1987 at Cleveland?
The Broncos' own 2-yard line.
Correct. What Broncos player holds the team record for most touchdowns scored in a game?
Clint Portis.
Correct, with 5. What is the nickname of the Denver Broncos Ring of Famer, Rich Jackson?
Tombstone.
Great nickname. This current member of the Denver Broncos coaching staff served as interim head coach in 2010.
Eric Studsville.
Correct. What team did OC Adam Gase work for just before coming to the Denver Broncos in 2009?
That would be the San Francisco 49ers.
Offensive assistant. who is currently the long snapper for the Denver Broncos?
Aaron Brewer.
Correct. This running back was the Broncos' number one selection in the 1985 draft out of Oklahoma.
Steve Sewell.
Correct. Other than Knowshon Moreno, who was the only other Denver Broncos first-round pick taken from University of Georgia?
George Foster.
Correct. Name the three amigos.
Mark Jackson, Vance Johnson, and Rick Nitti.
Correct. What is the nickname of Terrence Knighton best known for?
Pot roast.
Correct. All right. Okay, 10 for 10. Great job. Tough stack. Was there any ones that gave you problems or ones that stuck out for you?
Well, I had to go through some drafts to think about the University of Georgia question, but you know, I talked with George Foster from time to time, seeing him at the Senior Bowl in recent years, and if I'd have gotten that wrong, I don't think he would have spoken to me again.
Great. Okay, 10 for 10. Amazing. Still unbeaten. Is there anyone out there that can beat him? If you're listening, you're watching right now, get a hold of us because we need to find somebody who can beat Mace. Let's find out next week on Face the Mace.